Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome. Welcome. Hope you guys have had a great week this week. Mm-hmm. Katie, how's your week been?
Not bad. You know, average, I'd say, an average week.
Haven't killed anyone?
No. I'm genuinely happy this week, you know.
Genuinely, because we have to clarify. I'm like fake happy. I'm genuinely happy.
Yeah. I mean, my week was good, but like it kind of got a little sad today.
Oh, why? It's
only because I found something out.
Uh-oh. Don't break my heart. You always do this to me. You did this last episode, and you can do it this episode.
Okay. You know our ramen, right?
Yeah.
The ramen that we love, our Shin noodle ramen.
Yeah. It's the only ramen I eat.
Yeah. Well, I found out that the founder, known as Korea's King of Ramen, he died.
Aww.
Yeah. Wait. 92. Shin Chung-ho, I believe is the pronunciation of his name.
I had ramen today for dinner.
There you go.
Like an hour.
You honored him the way anybody should.
That's awesome.
Not K-pop related, but.
How old was he?
92.
Dang.
Homeboy invented noodles, let me tell you.
Oh.
Imagine being like the grandson of like the ramen empire, you know?
Yeah.
Like a really popular ramen.
Forget being like the grandson of like Samsung. Like that's whatever.
Ooh, yeah.
Ramen. That's really powering people there and everywhere.
And I imagine he's like this cool rich kid. He just does whatever he wants. Like he doesn't work. Right. And so like when his friends or like a girlfriend comes over, he's like, oh, you want some ramen? Because that's like literally all he eats.
And he has a wall of ramen. Yeah. No, it'd be more ironic if he's like allergic to like noodles or something
in the ramen. Yeah, he can't eat it. Can't
eat ramen at all.
He hates it every time it's brought up.
I can't eat it.
Okay, but I do have a fun one.
Okay.
It's not really like news. It's just like a fun little thing. So apparently, Won Ho, as we all know, finally revealed who takes his like candid Instagram pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah, because he's become very famous from these Instagram pictures.
Yes.
And he claims it's his manager or like backup dancers. And I'm thinking, okay, like I understand the manager one, but I'm like, some of these look like he legit woke up. Like in bed. It's hard to believe him going, manager, take my picture and then rolling over and showing his ass. Like, is his manager like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. Like, you're going to get a lot of likes. Or is his manager just like, ugh, like,
his
damn
manager
it.
Is definitely like Mean Girls, like the mom. Like, I'm not a regular manager. I'm a cool manager.
Goes, why don't you pull your pants up a little bit so it shows your butt cheeks better?
Yeah. No, the one where it's like you can almost see inside of his shorts.
Oh yeah, that was a very strategic picture. That was
manager.
He's like, hold on, let me get like a low angle.
Yeah, he's just sitting there,
right between his legs. It's at the manager's house. Like his wife walks in, she's like, "Oh,
what's going on? This is awkward. You're doing it again."
So I think one of the good things to come out of him leaving Monsta X is his Instagram. I mean, we can just give a round of applause because hallelujah, we are saved from that.
Seriously, it is definitely interesting to see where he took his image. Not in a bad way, just, you know, from how we knew him in the group to like his solo self, I guess.
And I think it's like he understands like the way his fans probably feel about him. So he's like, okay, I'm just going to like play on that, you know? And it's like, he works out, like he put all this work into working out. So might as well just get the most of it while he can. I'm here for it. I get it. So my last little bit of news, which is interesting, and I did see this, unfortunately, like a couple of minutes before recording this episode, so I didn't get a chance to like fully dive into it. But I will. So if there's like more information, I'll like share next week. But it's about our lovely Big Bang Soongri. Did you hear about this?
Oh God.
So they're saying that it says the trials. Okay, let's see. It's been 3 years, by the way, since this all like went down.
Oh my gosh. Has it really been three years? I feel like that was like last year.
Me too. Yeah, it's been 3 years. And apparently currently several witnesses have come forth and made statements that were significantly different than the police questioning records. Witnesses who appeared at the 13th hearing of Soongri's case, which is like, damn, how many hearings are there going to be, testified that there was essentially no specific connection to Soongri. One girl says that his involvement with the Burning Sun scandal, she's saying that the police allegedly fabricated her statement about it. Like he's not really connected. And I guess whatever statement she gave, the police kind of took it and changed it to make it sound like he is involved.
So they were like doing a witch hunt for him.
I think so.
But I don't know. I don't feel like just that alone takes him out of all of the shit.
No. Well, it's just, I'm kind of curious. I mean, I know I'm not like savvy on law, but why has this been going on for so long?
Because he just makes a shit ton of money.
You know, like 13 hearings? What are they discussing still? You know? I mean, the other guys already got arrested. Like, what's going on with Soongri?
Because he was the, like, I think just more ties go into it because of his status. That it's not just like a, oh, you're, you know, yeah, you have some money, but like, or you're like a washed up idol, or you're, you know, like, yeah, prison, jail, whatever. It's like, he was literally like the face of Korea, I felt like, you know, like he was the friendly face. He was the, you know, Big Bang member, like. You know what I mean? But I think just all of that probably has something to do with the amount of time it's taking to put him away. Or maybe they just want to make sure they're checking everything because he's so big. If it does come up to be a mistake, you really shot yourself in the foot with your citizens because you're tackling a big name, you know?
Well, and then he can always counter it back with like defamation, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, he like his whole image is shot. That's interesting. It's interesting that it's still going on. I'm curious to see where it goes.
Oh, and because you had mentioned this and you had mentioned Big Bang, so the masked YouTuber that you were claiming was... Daesung from Big Bang.
Yeah.
He received a silver play button from YouTube. And the article's so funny because at this point, everyone knows it's him. So in the article, it always says, definitely not Daesung. And they even wrote, like, fans have been charmed by the amusing role play that Daesung, and they cross out his name, carries out on his YouTube channel. This unknown YouTuber called Display, who does drum covers, is definitely not a celebrity, cannot sing, and is a huge fan of Big Bang and Daesung. It's like fans are playing along with this charade.
Oh my God. He's probably like, wow, I really fooled him.
Yeah, he's like, wow, I got them good.
Stupid people.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. And at this point, everyone's connected. Like, it's really obvious. Everyone has really connected it. But it's, I guess maybe it's his little bit of joy. So everyone's like, just let him have it. Just let him have it.
Probably, yeah.
Let him be who he wants to be.
Members are probably messaging him. Button. That's cool. I mean, it's good to see him doing something.
Yeah.
Because it's like we haven't seen any of the Big Bang members do anything.
Legal things.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, fun things.
Yeah. Except for put out a new album, G-Dragon. Fucking liar. I'm not buying it. I refuse.
Whatever. You'd be the first one at the store. I don't know if you guys at home and Katie, if you guys were anticipating on watching Kingdom.
Oh, the show? Like the variety show? Competition show.
Yeah, the reality show. I wasn't necessarily keen on watching it just because I was like, you know, as much as I like the groups that are on there, you know, AT, Stray Kids, The Boys, SF9, like they're all good. But I was like, if I'm gonna watch a reality show, I want like to have all the biggest names, which wouldn't be possible.
It's established groups competing against each other.
Now it is, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like unknown people.
So rude. What? No, Road to I was trying to say Road to Kingdom, and I said Rude to Kingdom. Road to Kingdom was the more rookie groups.
Oh.
So that had like Very Very and The Boys, because at that point they were still like rookie.
Yeah.
Groups, like a few other. I honestly didn't watch that season. So when this one came around, I was excited because at the award show when they did like the preview of it and it had The Boys and ATs and Stray Kids kind of do like a little dance battle. I was like, this is interesting because they're all like this. They all have the same vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, needless to say, I got sucked into it. luckily for me, it only started airing like April 1st. And so like the second episode comes out tomorrow.
So there's only been one episode?
Yeah. And in that one episode, I was fucking floored several times.
Really?
So like, if you guys are watching the show and you guys are like, Candace, you're so late to this. Like, beside the point. I was very intrigued at the idea of having B2B and Icon in that mix of Stray Kids, ATs, The Boys, and SF9, because they all kind of carry that same vibe. And then B2B was a fucking way left field. Like, they are like a group of ballads, sing you know, you feel it in your soul, like you want to call your boyfriend, like, you know, they have like that.
Yeah,
literally they do ballads. That's what they do. And because they have the beautiful, they can harmonize like none other, and they have a beautiful voice. Like, it is wonderful. But it really threw me off. Like, they're going to compete against Stray Kids. Like, I was really
different. Like, it's a different playing field.
I mean, you have Grandpa Icon over here, even though they debuted after BTV. They're the oldest. And I was like, what are they gonna do? Like, where have they been? Like, oh, first of all, what songs are you gonna do? Because you have not even been around, sirs. But I was very, very pleasantly surprised. Like,
wow.
So surprised. Honestly, all groups did amazing. And the songs that I didn't have on my playlist after listening, like watching the performances, I was like, add it to my playlist. One, the talent is crazy, but two, I had to like look into the show a little bit to see like what the fuck is a show, because like, I didn't really want to watch it because I thought I thought it was a bunch of rookies, but apparently it's not. It's the male version of Queendom, yeah. Which Mamamoo won last year, 2019. So there's four different parts of like how they're ranked, their performance, and like how many points they get. So the first one is like self-evaluations, and that's worth like 25% of the points. And then experts voting. So it's like the experts, their votes are worth 25%. I don't know, but like maybe choreographers, I don't know. and then global voting. So Korean and international fans vote, and that's worth 40%.
Dang.
And then performance video view count. So like instead of, you know, like American Idol, not American Idol. Kind of. You know how like, you have to call in and be like, I'm for number 11 or whatever. Well, they do that, but also they do like they upload the full performance because they have 100 seconds to perform. They upload that on YouTube, and then those views that the video gets counts towards 10% of So if you have a really great fandom, which all of them have really good fandoms, like, it's pretty fair. Like, I feel like it's pretty fair.
Are they doing like their songs that like have already been out, or are they doing like brand new stuff?
Okay, so they're doing I said they had 100 seconds. I think that was just their first episode because it's like the introductory. So they all did their number one hits. So they got to choose, any song that was ranked number one in the charts.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And if I'm not mistaken, eventually there's an episode. I read it somewhere, and it might be a rumor, but I read it somewhere that they switch songs and they perform each other's songs.
Ooh, where can I watch this?
Viki is where I watch it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be that behind. Awesome.
Nope, exactly. It was so good. Okay. Love the performances. The boys, I think that they are art. Like, obviously, all of them are attractive. That's beside the point.
Yeah.
They perform, and it's like you're watching like a moving art piece. Like, it's very strange.
Wow.
Like, they're very hard hitting, and they like it is very aggressive still. But there's something about it that's so like pretty. Like, it's just it's like, why, you know? Like, whereas ATs, they're like, I'm going to cut you. Get away from me, you know?
Yeah.
Which is also great. They bring that energy. SF9 showed up in all suits. They were suited up, like, booted and suited. And I was just like, no, sirs, I don't need any of this. And they're all freaking tall. Like, they're all, like, 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot. Like, there's not a short member. So when they walked in, like, each group had to walk in by themselves. Or like each group walked in as a group. And so when SF9 walked in, they were like the fifth group to walk in. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh my God, like they look like models. Cause they literally were in suits and they were like walking in a line. Yeah, it was crazy. ATs is like the rookiest group there.
That makes sense.
And then B2B is the oldest group because like Pinyol is 29.
They've like all been in the military.
But oh my, I think their performance, B2B's performance was hands down, like was fucking phenomenal.
Really?
They didn't dance, B2B. Save their life. They had microphones dance. Yeah. But they're just so fucking good. Like you just can't, like, oh, I don't even know what to say. Like when you watch the performance, Katie, you're gonna be like, wow, that's the way they harmonized, the way like it was beautiful. And you saw all those boys in there fall in love. They were just like like literally because it was so like, oh, it was beautiful. I was like,
see, what's so funny about that with B2B is they can harmonize and sing so beautifully, but yet their personalities are like
chaotic.
They're so chaotic and loud. You're just like, that's what these boys look capable of.
Well, it's funny because when they're sitting there, they're the only ones, they have like all white suits on and like really nice, and then like across from them, because it's like the boys, it's almost like they're sitting on bleachers, so it's like the boys, Stray Kids, ATs, and then on the other side it's Icon, B2B, and then SF9, and across from them, all of the three, the boys, Stray Kids, and ATs, they're all wearing like black, kind of like Hala Hala type vibe. Like,
oh, okay.
Black chains, and like they all have like different variations of like the same kind of costume.
Yeah.
And then they were even saying, like, we look like the most normal group here. Like even our hair colors, like
B2B said that.
Yeah. And then they were like, he was like, even our hair color. And they're like, not you, Pinyol. You're a unique one. I was like, oh my God.
Poor Pinyol. They love fucking with him.
They really do. But it was, their performance was beautiful. it felt so good to see Icon perform. Like, I almost cried. Really, truly. One, I miss B.I. and that fucking sucks that he's not there. But two, it just felt so, like,
That's so funny, because on my way home today, Bling Bling popped up, like, on Shuffle, and I was, like, doing the dance while driving, and I was like, I haven't heard this song in such a long time. Like, it felt good.
It's so, oh my gosh. You're gonna, you need to go watch the first episode. It's really good, and I think I'm now gonna be having to watch every Thursday. It's every Thursday at 8 p.m. Korean time.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is this time. And it's on Viki, so I feel like we have to give them a day or so to put the English subtitles. But
right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to be watching this show. And then now every week, we're going to give a Kingdom update.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and as of right now, okay, so then at the end, they did a ranking of where they stand now. And so they started with fifth. There's six teams, but they started with fifth. Who do you think fifth was? Okay, so there's SF9.
Uh-huh.
Stray Kids, The Boys, B2B, and Icon. The Boys won the last season.
Like, who is fifth place?
Yeah.
I'll just say SF9, because I don't really know them super well.
SF9? Okay. And then, who do you think fourth place was?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say ATs.
Okay.
No, Stray Kids.
Stray Kids?
Okay. Yeah.
Third place?
ATs.
Second?
Who is left? B2B and The Boys. I'm going to say The Boys and then B2B.
And then Icon.
Oh, Icon. Shit. I want Icon to be in the top. Like, towards the top.
I want that for them. Those aren't bad. This is the breakdown. So, fifth place. They didn't announce sixth place. They just jumped to fifth.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay. That's why I'm
They want first, second, and sixth. You have to find out during episode two. They cut it off right when they're about to announce sixth place.
Wow. Yeah. Korean shows are another level.
Fifth place was ATEEZ.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't, like, super disappointed, but they were just like, you know, it's good. We can work harder now. Like, we know.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then fourth place was SF9, and they were very excited. They're like, okay, good. That's good.
we're not last.
Yeah, we're not last. Third place was B2B, which they were like, wow, okay.
we're just singing. They're just here to have fun.
And then second place, first place, and sixth place, you have The Boys, Stray Kids, and Icon, and everyone is really upset about that.
Why?
Because everyone's like, obviously Stray Kids is going to be one of the top two.
Oh.
And they're like, so that's either putting The Boys in dead last or Icon in dead last, and neither of those should be dead last.
That's fair.
According to, like, you know, a lot of fans. All fandoms are kind of like, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
I would say because The Boys won last year, so it'd be awkward if they got last place. And then Icon, it's like, you've been doing this long enough and people love you enough.
But how they're sitting, so some fans have figured it out, and how they're sitting in one of the episodes for the previews of next week, the way they're sitting, third, fourth, and fifth correlate to who was ranked third, fourth, and fifth. So people are thinking that they spoiled it on accident because they showed a preview. And in that preview, so happens that B2B sitting next to SF9, which is sitting next to ATEEZ.
Oh.
And so then if you continue, the person sitting next to ATEEZ would be sixth place.
Who is it?
Which was Icon sitting next to ATEEZ. And then you had The Boys and then Stray Kids. So Stray Kids, if that is true, Stray Kids is ranked number one and The Boys is ranked number two. And Icon is number six.
Wow. I don't know why we don't have K-pop fan groups fighting terrorism or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could solve anything. It's incredible. Like, have like a whole FBI like subunit or something. I don't know.
The KPI.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm, needless to say, I'm very interested, and I will be watching tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Because I didn't think I would like it. I really thought I was just going to, like, cringe you at all the performances. Like, Katie, you know.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Wait till B2B has to do, like, an icon song.
I really
want to do bling bling.
I swear I saw a mix-up somewhere.
Okay, but here's the thing with this show. And this is one thing, this is what I love about, like, Korean variety shows or even, like, interviews, but mainly, like, the variety shows, is they'll do this kind of stuff with their, like, already current huge stars. Whereas I feel like in the US, when we do certain things like variety shows with, like, our celebrities, it's, like, usually washed up celebrities or, like, B-listed celebrities. Or even celebrities where it's like, you're not really a celebrity. You've just been on TV before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you would never catch, like, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande going out about, why did I say her name like that? Ariana Grande, like, battling it out on the stage like that. Like, you would never see that. But I love that.
But you should. That's the thing.
But they should battle it out because they took that Grammy from BTS. Okay.
BTS and them should battle it out.
Right. Let's take it to the streets.
I'm intrigued. And I'm happy that I gave it a shot because now I'm like, ooh, I have something to look forward to every Thursday.
Well, yeah, because I didn't know it was like already established groups. I just thought it was like creating new groups out of it.
Yeah. Road to the Kingdom was. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, one would assume it's going to be the same type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not, and it's exciting. And I, as of right now, I don't really have a favorite, but I lie because I do have a favorite, it's Icon. But but I have been getting into the boys lately.
Ooh, really?
More because of the artistry. I didn't say artistry. That's not
artistry.
The artistry that they have, like, there's something so kind of like poetic watching them do a performance. And if you look at any other, so I had to. Because I kept doing flashbacks to their performances of Road to Kingdom.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was like, it was this fucking, like, musical show? Like, what is happening? Why? How did they get all these props? Like, what are we doing? Like, America's Best Dance Crew over here? Like, it was...
Wow.
They, like, really... They're performers. I feel like they are performers.
Okay, yes. I do have one other thing.
What? What's going on?
You probably have seen this. And I'm not going to go into, like, depth about it because, like, I don't care that much. Big Hit, or whatever their new name is now, Hybe or whatever stupid name. The buyout where they bought the Inica, I think it's called, brand, which is Scooter Braun's.
Yeah.
$1 billion purchase, right? And of course, we've seen the picture, like the videos of Demi Lovato and Justin Bieber going, yay, whatever.
Mr. Bang, Mr. what is it? Did it say Bang? What did it say?
I think he says Bang, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Bang.
Which is like one kind of exciting because it's like, oh, Jungkook and Justin Bieber can maybe do something. Anyways, because we know he loves them, even though he's way better than him. But here's my thought, and it's not really related to K-pop. I don't know how much you know about the whole Taylor Swift drama with her old records.
Oh,
right. Where Scooter Braun wouldn't, like, let her have the rights to her songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, technically now Scooter Braun doesn't own them. Now Bang PD or whatever his name is, a Big Hit does. So I'm like, what if he gave her the rights to her songs? So she doesn't have to, like, go and re-record the entire albums like she's doing right now. Because now they're not in Scooter Braun's hands anymore.
Or do you think somewhere in their contracts, it's still like...
Probably. It's probably like locked in. Yeah.
It specifically says under Scooter Braun.
Do not give to Taylor Swift ever.
These songs are yours now forever.
I mean, that's totally like being super hopeful and like not realistic. But I was like, oh, maybe.
Do you remember Proud Family?
Yeah.
You remember Al Roker?
No.
Al Roker was like the black guy weatherman who kept like, he would always magically do things for Penny. Like he made all the adults disappear. He made all of the, like, he was almost like he always played like the magical genie person. But
I don't remember. I haven't seen the show in a really long time, but I think maybe if I saw it, I would remember.
Yeah. He just played that character. Like she would wish for something, but it always ended up like, you know, classic genie. Like it's what you wished for, but it's not what you wished for. And he'd always do that to her. And for some reason, I just imagined Scooter Braun as like Al Roker when he's like, oh yeah, join my label. It's going to be great. And then like they do. And then he just like, is just an annoying piece of shit. Things I
And I bet you he is. I bet he like shows up to that room, like that meeting room or whatever. And he's like, let's do this, this, and this. And they're all kind of like, you have zero power here now. Like, bye. But it's very interesting because it's a really interesting crossover.
It really is. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's got his foot now in American music industry.
So very smart. I'm just saying, if I don't see some American pop and, but not just like, I don't want like a K-pop American pop crossover where it's like Dua Lipa and Blackpink. Like, no, I want big names. Give me these big name bitches. I want Ariana Grande to collab with someone. Someone. I want Justin Bieber to collab with someone. Demi Lovato better get her ass in the studio with someone. Like I need some big name pop stars right now. That's what I need.
Yes, exactly.
No shit on Dua Lipa. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's Dua Lipa. Sorry. No, I completely agree. I mean, the ball's in their court. Like there's so much they can do with this now.
Yeah.
And I feel like at this point, if they don't get a Grammy win now,
No, you know what's going to happen? They're going to collab with a big name and that's going to get them the Grammy.
Oh, you're right. Like, oh,
it's because you collab with, it's your Justin Bieber song.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. And it's still considered a group or duo because it's
a group and duo. Yeah. But that doesn't even mean like just for BTS, like, cause what, 17, a bunch of other, like other groups are under them too. This is huge.
I really feel like Justin Bieber's like, there's a specific album I have in my head. I can't think of it, but I feel like that vibe fits 17's like left and right vibe. I just can't think of the album.
Do you know like a song from the album?
No, I could just see him like left and right. Like, can't you see Justin Bieber doing that?
No, maybe old Justin Bieber.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's all like, I got my bitches out in Georgia. I got my weed from California. That's that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a good song. I like that song, actually.
And he's like, I want to see him collab with BTS, but I also don't want to see him collab with BTS.
Yeah.
Because BTS is way better than him.
I want to see, like, idols collab with idols. Like, I don't really care about American idols. I want to see, like,
yeah, me too. Yeah,
collab with, like, NCT.
That's a, yeah, snaps. That's true, because we don't get a lot of that. I mean, we'll get more, like, solo people doing stuff, and still more on, like, the R&B hip-hop side, but I want groups with groups.
That'd be really cool. And they, remember that one episode they asked GOT7, or I don't know who they asked. They're like, what other groups... I think it was maybe was BTS. And they're like, what other groups would you like to collab with? And they're like, well, we really like to just keep it international, blah, blah, blah. And so I wonder if there's like an unspoken rule, like you don't collab because then it interferes with like ranking. And
I think so.
No, but that's like really your enemy. Stupid. This is dumb.
Yeah.
Literally seven groups make the same type of music. Might as well just be one group together.
Honestly. But they could come out with like really cool songs.
Yeah.
And the dances. I mean, if you want high views on YouTube, you just put two groups together. I'm just saying. Or even like having Jessie like do a song with BTS or somebody, or like GOT7. You know, like having her like featured with a group. That'd be cool.
I love Jessie.
She's so funny.
She's so She did that thirst tweets.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
That was funny. I feel like they could have been way thirstier.
I thought the same thing. That's why I wonder if like maybe they were like just nasty.
Like Jay Parks was like, I'm just a hole, sir. Like, come on.
Even Eric Nobbs.
Yeah. Like, I was like, come on. It's Jesse. You know people are thirsting the fuck out of that. Come on.
But I also thought maybe because she's a girl, they're a little bit more careful about it. Well, now I'm excited to go watch this show. And plus, I'll get to watch the show tonight and tomorrow. So,
yes.
Then I'll be sad for a whole week.
Watch it and then text me what you think about it.
Okay.
Well. And then everyone else, if you're not watching it, watch it and then DM us what you think about it and who, like, your favorite is and what you would rank them. Like, my rank, I'm going to go on the record right now and I'll say my rank. My rank, I think sixth place should be, well, that's hard. Okay. I think sixth place should be SF9. Only be okay, and this is like sixth place out of like a million, so they're so high. Okay,
yeah, but this isn't like last.
Yeah, yeah, this is just like last of the winner group,
like the top six.
Yeah, the bottom of the top six. SF9, only because I want to see more. They are very, very good dancers, and the I think though because they were only limited to choose their top songs, like I would like to have seen them dance to something else.
Oh, I see.
Like, I want to see more of the performance. Like, as I think they can do that, I just want to see more. And then fifth place, I would say 80s, because I just really didn't. They did like a different version of Wave. And it made me laugh. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but in the beginning, like when they go, Hakuna Matata, yeah. Like, they did that, but they did it in a different way. And it made me laugh because it was just not it. But
was Minky with them?
No, he's not with them.
Aww.
He's still in his hiatus.
I'm sad.
Yeah, so that's why 80s is. But 80s are good. I know
they can go better.
They can go way harder than that. I felt like, they were nervous. And they even said that they were nervous. They were the first group to perform. So like,
well, they're also among all these big idols too.
Yeah, yeah, no. I know, like, you play Hala Hala and you tell San, do your shit.
Ooh, he's something else.
And then fourth place, I think I would do, wow, I hate this job, actually, now that I think about it. Fourth place, I think I would do The Boys. Only because I'm still getting into them, so they don't have my undying love. third place, I think B2. No, actually, I think Stray Kids. I think Stray Kids. They did really, really well. They did Mira.
Oh.
It was good. It was good. It was solid. And they did some more acrobatic stuff. I was like, okay, see you. And, okay, they danced the hell out of it with some props. They had, like, a knife thing. I'm not going to tell you all this stuff, but, like, I was like, shit, they're going to bring out more stuff? Like, damn, where are they getting this stuff from? That was good. Second place, I would say, would be B2B, because that vocal performance, I watched
it out of the water
three times.
Wow.
Like, I literally, like, when it was done, I was like, okay, and back. And back. Like, it was really beautiful. And then first I'd give it Icon, not just because I love them more, which I do.
But
I think they brought all the other groups brought this, like, really aggressive, like, we want to win, like, yeah, you know, vibe. And Icon literally was like, hip-hop, don't stop. Like, it was just, like, very, just, like, they did Rhythm Ta, which is a fun song in general.
That's so funny, because I came across the video on YouTube, I think yesterday, and it was, like, Icon, Rhythm Ta, like, performance, and I didn't, like, click on it, but I was like, oh, that's weird, like, that they're performing that song. I was like, that's super random, and then I just kept going.
It was really good. It was cute, and, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Don't spoil it.
It was just really good. I saw that and immediately my heart felt full, because I was like, oh, Icon.
I miss them.
I miss Icon so much. I didn't realize what I had until it was gone.
Right? Stupid standards.
Stay tuned for next week. I'll be giving another Kingdom analysis.
Yes. I'll write down my ranking too. We're going to... Yeah. We're going to do this every week now. So if you also want to follow along, make sure to head over to Vicky and get yourself a subscription so you can watch it.
Vicky, sponsor us. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. That would be amazing. I would die. And then immediately after you get a Vicky account, head over to Instagram and find us on there if you haven't already, which is at the Stands Next Door. And there you can follow along with our kingdom journey. Also with comebacks and all this other good stuff. Our comeback of the week, by the way, is Wendy. She's doing a solo from Red Velvet. And I haven't watched the video yet. I like ran out of time today. But the teaser photos, she looked beautiful.
Her voice is like,
yeah.
Like it's sometimes you forget like when there's a girl group that they do like more like when Red Velvet does more of their red versus their velvet.
Yeah.
It's like a different voice. You forget how like smooth and like strong and a voice.
Like what she can do.
Yeah. Like it though.
So I'm very excited about that. So let us like in the comments below under the post, let us know your thoughts and feelings on it as well. And hit us up in the DMs if there's anything you want us to talk about, anything we left out, anything at all, let us know. We are also under a studio, Daydream Media Studios, and you can find us on Instagram as well, or head over to our beautiful website, which is daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com, and there you'll find all our K-pop content on there as well. And make sure if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts that you're following, subscribing to us, and on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us out.
It does.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.